The legend of Gilgamesh is one that has existed as long as living memory. It tells a hero's tale of bravery, friendship, and a man's struggle against his own mortality. Together, Gilgamesh and his best friend, Enkidu, traveled the lands accomplishing great deeds. Deeds that would anger the gods, and in time, cost Enkidu his life. Enkidu's death stirred a fear within Gilgamesh, and so he sought out the magical Lycium plant, which was told to have the power to restore a person's youth. Once Gilgamesh discovered this rare plant, his careless disregard for its safety saw it stolen from him. This failure left the king's spirit broken, and his heart ashamed. Forced to accept his own mortality, he returned to Uruk to serve his people and live on in memory. Or so the scholars would tell you. Gilgamesh was not such an abiding man and refused to accept his inevitable death. He spent the rest of his life scouring the lands for the place where the Lycium plant grew, so that he may grant himself one more lifetime on this earth. For years he researched and hunted to no avail. Until one day, with his youth long behind him, Gilgamesh found the treasure he sought. However, fate is often cruel. The swell of emotion, knowing his quest was at an end, overwhelmed his now old and frail body, and Gilgamesh passed from this world. Like all mortals before him. Now, I, Ishtar, goddess of love and war, take my champion's prize to rest within the walls of my sanctuary. There it shall remain, guarded by the spirits of heroes and beasts, from an age long forgotten, until someone worthy of my praises comes to claim my prize and surpass the king of heroes.